Hello, and welcome to the Euro Digital Partners Marketing Insights Podcast. During this time of unprecedented global crisis, we thought we would re-release all of our past episodes. We know it's a trying time for everyone, especially those working in marketing, but while you're working from home, we thought it would be useful for you to have something topical to listen to. We realize, of course, that we've been absent for some months. Rest assured, we're already beginning work on a whole new season of this podcast. We may change the focus a little, but we will continue to provide high-quality content that's both useful and timely. Now, without further ado, let's listen back. So with that in mind, let us begin with the Euro Digital Partners series on social media management. And in this third part, we will discuss how we at Euro Digital Partners analyze a social media strategy over time and maintain a competitive edge over your brand's competitors. If you're new to this series, you might be interested to know why we created it. First, we wanted to acquaint potential customers with our way of thinking about social media and how we approach campaigns. Second, we wanted to promote a forthcoming video series that we're doing on social media. Additionally, there's another benefit to those looking for great tools for marketing. Euro Digital Partners is working with the marketing intelligence tool Semrush to develop a course on social media management. The course and this series will go a long way to prepare you for the Semrush certification exam. It is a great way to prove to your employer or a future employer that you are the digital marketing expert they need. On that note, we arranged for you a free 14-day trial with Semrush. Point your browser toward http://beatyourcompetition.online to sign up. Just be aware that you need to clear your cookies or open a private browsing window before you go there. Also, you'll have to register with an email address which cannot be the same as an account you have registered with them before. But again, that URL is beatyourcompetition.online. In this series, we already discussed how to create a social media strategy utilizing SMART goals and based on an assessment of your competitors' strategies. And secondly, develop a posting schedule with effective, diverse content for your social media channels. We've done a lot of hard work, and now it's time to see if we've beat our competition. Let us start by using the social media tracker to evaluate content performance. Social media professionals know it is crucial to constantly monitor your content on every channel and for every client. You may notice general trends that apply to all clients, but never forget that each channel for each client represents a unique audience. No two are the same. The social media tracker will help you evaluate how your content is performing and why. Use it to analyze engagement rates along with the different types of engagement for each post. Use the tracker to determine whether your users are still preferring photo over video or links over no links posts. You can use the tracker to compare your results directly with those of your list of competitors. Tracking changes to your competition over time can clue you in to changes that they have made to their product lineup. For example, you might see that they are quickly increasing in followers as a clue that they have launched a viral campaign that you may want to be aware of, or perhaps your competitor has introduced a product with a new following. You can see great examples of this in the auto industry. Let us look at the one-month trend chart that compares Audi, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz. Reviewing the engagement trend for the previous month clues us into the fact that Mercedes made a big announcement on the 29th of March, which is the day their engagement spiked, albeit temporarily. As a social media professional interested in beating your competition, you might want to see what they did on that day to generate buzz. Now let us head over to the brand monitoring tool. You can find it by locating your project in the SEMrush Projects menu. Continue by clicking on the Brand Monitoring tool in the dashboard of your project. If you have not already, enter the relevant parameters. Once the system processes your campaign, you will be presented with a screen that highlights all the times your firm was mentioned on the web, and separately, Twitter. The tool is great because it will keep you in the loop concerning positive or negative feedback about your brand. The tool searches for keywords among text, at mentions, and hashtags. You can monitor your entire industry or narrow your search to particular segments. The tool's wizard allows you to monitor up to 3 keywords, and you can also add context words. You can even use the tool to find potential clients. While monitoring tweets that contain certain keywords, you can easily offer users your goods and services. Click the Twitter tab. You will see all mentions found according to the same wizard presets as in the Web tab. Also, you can narrow your search results for different types of mentions on Twitter. For example, tweet text, at username, and hashtag. Now click on the Statistics tab. Here, you will find the link to the URL mentions filter and backlink statistics. Track daily backlinks distribution with the handy backlinks by day chart, and quickly export this chart to a PNG image file. Also export a table of your domain's top backlinks list with the number of mentions to CSV file with just one click. Use the brand monitoring tool to track mentions from a specific domain. To do this, just click the Resources tab, then click Track Resource, where you can enter a URL. If your brand has a podcast, you might want to track a URL like player.fm to see what they're saying about your podcast. We find this feature of the tool particularly helpful when working with partners to see what they're writing about us. It could also provide a filtered insight into what a fierce competitor is trying to do to defeat you. Beat your competition by reacting quickly to their social media digs against your brand. For example, if you're Apple, you might want to see if Samsung is libeling you behind your back. Let me take another moment and recap. First, we find it helpful to review the net aggregate likes and unlikes of our Facebook channel. It gives a clearer picture of our success in attracting followers than likes alone. Use the social media poster to see this metric. Second, when setting up a brand new monitoring routine, make sure you think about how to organize it. For example, you may want to consider tracking your brand differently in the English language versus German or French. Third, use the brand monitoring tool to filter Twitter mentions by date, username, and hashtag. Twitter is an abyss of information, so if you do not employ filtering, you will not find the data you need to make timely, actionable decisions. And finally, always be tracking your users' reactions, as well as your number of followers and postings with a social media tracker. So that is the third in the EuroDigital Partners series on social media management. If you enjoyed this section about analyzing and optimizing your social media strategies, be sure to take our advice and share this great content. Do you have other great techniques you use for strategy development? Let us know, and we will be sure to add it to a future follow-up. EuroDigital Partners is always on the lookout to find new and exciting ways to connect with fellow marketers, promote programs, find new clients, and inform the public about the latest topics of interest. That is why we created an insights page at eurodigitalpartners.com/insights. But then we got to thinking, what if we started a podcast to reach people who did not have time to read our posts or needed something interesting to listen to on the morning commute? That is when we decided to start the podcast. Each month, we bring to you a new series of podcasts, ranging from Instagram to PR to Facebook advertising. We really cover the gamut. If you have suggestions for future Insights articles, or if you'd like to contribute to the Your Digital Partner's Marketing Insights page, or to the podcast, reach out to us at info@eurodigitalpartners.com. Please tweet about us on Twitter. We're there at EUDigitalP. Like us on Facebook and follow us on LinkedIn. Subscribe to the podcast on Podomatic, or your preferred purveyor of fine podcasts. And mind our YouTube channel for some interesting video demonstrations. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, and countless others. Be sure to leave a 5-star review and leave a comment. It helps other great people like you find your digital partners on the web. Be sure to check out our course on pay-per-click advertising at ppccourse.eurodigitalpartners.com.